we put a call out to you to ask how the unemployment benefit process has gone for you where you live. And many of you, like Deidre Blakely, are sharing your frustrations and questions with us. Today we hear from two mothers who shared their stories.
My name is Betsy Ball. I have an address in Ohio, in Worcester, Ohio, but currently I'm in Westcliff, Colorado. My husband and daughter and I have a small travel business called Euro Travel Coach, and we help people travel to Europe until the pandemic. And we've been couch surfing since March, since we came back from Europe, because we have no home. We sold our home 3 years ago so that we could travel 9 months a year in Europe and then go to Canada. And the Canadian border is currently closed. And so we can't, we have a small place in Canada and we can't get there right now. So we've been spending time bouncing from friends and families. My husband and I were able to apply for pandemic unemployment assistance through the state of Ohio. And we have been receiving that. But my daughter, who is a partner in our business, her residence is in Wisconsin. And she also applied at the same time that we did and still has not heard a response from the state of Wisconsin. So why are we able to get a response from the state and our partner in the business has not been able to do the same thing? Another question I would have is, how is this going to carry on with the surges in the coronavirus going around the country? Is there going to be an extension? I know this completely depends on what the federal government decides to do in relation to the CARES Act, but we're just waiting to see. And the additional payments are up at the end of July. We're really wondering what's going to happen then.
My name is Jenny Fisher, and I live in Richmond, Virginia. I am currently unemployed, so I'm a stay-at-home mom right now. So going into May, I was offered a position at an advertising agency I was working at, but there was a hiring freeze. They cut freelancers in mid-April. Applying for unemployment was very confusing, and I feel like it's meant to be like that in some ways, that it's meant to be confusing for people because I would have quit if I didn't need it as badly as we did. And there's no answers for it. You can't get through on hotlines. So you just kind of had to feel your way through it and kind of press on. But I have been being paid weekly. I get $150 from the state of Virginia, which is not sustainable. We're a family of four. And we're also in a sticky place where I am looking for work right now because I do want to go back to work. But also our school system just made the call to have all the children stay home virtually for the first semester of school. I don't know what to do. The CARES Act ends and I'm forced to go back to work or find something, or I stay home with my children and we face not being able to pay our rent, not being able to, you know, pay any debt. We might not be able to buy food. It's a really scary position to be in. So I would love to have answers about, like, are they going to be extending CARES Act? Like, are they going to do another stimulus check? What is going to happen? What are they doing for working parents? I feel privileged. There are a lot of single parents. There are a lot of teachers that have children. What are they going to do?
That was Jenny Fisher and Betsy Ball, two mothers who are unemployed and still haven't had their questions answered about relief. Share your experiences with us at hereandnow.org.